It's funny because talk about feeling old. My niece, who's now 16, I took her to see Finding Nemo when she was a little girl, and when that first came out. And so she's like, Aunt Michelle, we have to, you know, we'll have to go see Finding Dory together. I said, nope, absolutely.
So how tell me how long ago that was. When was Finding Nemo?
So I was going to say, I'm trying to think, because she's 16. That was the first movie we took her to. So she was probably 4, maybe 3. I'm trying to remember.
12 years? Holy cow.
Finding Nemo came out. Yeah. Wow.
It's funny you bring that up, because I was hearing my daughters talk about that as well. They said a lot of kids after graduation, instead of going to Project Graduation, went to see Finding Dory. And,
right.
And what they said was, it was interesting the way they put it. They said, this is our, I'll use the word series. It's not the right word, but it's their setting. They saw Finding Nemo, and now this is the sequel. And there was almost this obligation because it belongs to their generation.
Right, right.
Kind of interesting. So yeah, everybody's seen it except you, huh?
Everybody's seen it except for me.
Okay. Well, I didn't see it either. So.
No, okay.
So I guess there's two of us that'll make it to the theaters at some point.
All right.
So yeah, Finding Dory. I saw Ellen DeGeneres. She was talking it up on her show. So it,
yeah.
It sounds like it's popular as ever, and it'll be a lot of fun. So cool. So first day of summer. And it's time to stay inside. It is absolutely...
I was going to say, first day of summer, and it sounds like it's certainly going to feel like it.
Yeah, it's August weather in June. It's a code orange, not good for breathing and asthma and stuff like that. So take it easy today. It'll clear out. It's going to get a lot less humid and drier later in the week. So we'll be good.
All right.
All right. Awesome. Well, great to hear your voice again. Thank you for the insight into the markets. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All
have
right,
a great
Michelle.
Day.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. That'll be tomorrow. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HuntChimberReddit.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you try it, it's got a rock beat, rock and roll music. Any old time you use it, it's got to be rock and roll music. If you want to dance with me, if you want to dance with me. I have no kicks against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, it is Monday, and it's time to speak with Al. Al War, the incomparable Al War. Does it make you feel strange when you hear the incomparable Al War? Al,
hello?
You there?
Hello? I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Sounds like a Verizon commercial.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, we just had a little glitch there. So, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I had a beautiful morning, yeah.
Well, it's actually a little hot. We got August already on the first day of summer.
Well, that happens.
Yeah, it'll get better a little bit later on, but...
At least we're not in Phoenix or Tucson.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true. It's but it's not a good day to do anything after 10 o'clock today. So get back inside afterwards. I know you're working on your plants, but...
I've been out working in the cool. The cool of the morning is the time to do it.
Yep.
Do yard work, and so that's what I've been doing this morning.
Okay. What's the crop that's coming up right now?
Well, the crop, the tomatoes are blooming, but no tomatoes yet.
Okay. And so you're in a drought right now with as far as food, as far as harvest is concerned?
As far as what?
As far as a harvest is concerned, you're in a drought?
Oh, well, not yet.
Okay.
It takes a while. About the only thing is the herbs, you know, the basil and parsley and stuff like that.
All right. So
they grow no matter what, and it's good to eat the green leaves. I just pinch them off and put them in my mouth as I work.
Okay. Very cool. You keep teaching me all this time. So what are we going to talk about this week?
This week, there is nothing in the summer like ice cream. So I talked to, half a dozen places that serve up the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And wrote about them this week. They're everywhere.
Yes, they are.
Even in the supermarkets, you find more ice cream than you find fresh vegetables.
what
does that say about our culture?
Yep.
If they'd only make ice cream out of parsley and beets, I suppose maybe the sales would go down. I don't know.
Well, have you heard? There's one of the craziest contemporary flavors is vanilla ice cream with jalapenos.
Yeah, they're coming up with all kinds of new things.
Yep,
jalapenos, one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's all started this craze, you know. So now you can pretty much throw anything in ice cream and go for it. My brother-in-law just bought numerous gallons of Tennessee bourbon ice cream.
Huh. Sounds like a winner to me.
with vanilla with chocolate chips. And it's good. It's very good. Tastes like the pecan pie.
So. Throw a little bourbon in anything and it'll taste good.
There you go. So, all right. So where should we go for ice cream? Because this is the perfect day to do it.
Well, the Cold Stone Creamery there on Route 202 in Flemington, in the Flemington Mall,
mm-hmm.
is a good place. If you've never been there, they prepare everything on a frozen granite slab.
Right.
And you can mix and match different flavors if you like, and then add all kinds of add-ons whatever turns you on. They even have brownies and funnel cakes and chocolate chip cookies that you can put your ice cream on and eat away.
Yeah, no, I like that. A good couple of chocolate chip cookies as an ice cream sandwich is the right way to do it.
Yeah, how about cheesecake and mud pie?
Wow.
It's pretty much endless, you know, with the number of things that you can add. One of the most popular flavors is peanut butter cup perfection, it's called, and another one is banana caramel crunch,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, all these things are designed to set your taste buds a tingle.
Right, right. Okay, and that's all at Cold Stone?
Yeah, it's a Cold Stone Creamery there in Flemington.
Now, have you ever been to one of those?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Not that one, but I've been to another one.
Yeah, because you basically pick all you pick the ice cream and you pick all the fillings, and they kind of mix it all right there on the slab.
And they mix it right up there on the Cold Stone.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an interesting marketing concept.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of giving you a
few. Or you can take home prepackaged stuff right out of the freezer, or they'll prepare a special cake for you, whatever.
Okay.
Most of these places do all these things. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. So the Cold Stone Creamery. Also in Flemington is the Ice Cream Parlor, which is down on South Main, 299 South Main.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Carhart has been around a long time. And her place looks like an ice cream parlor from the 1950s.
Yep.
There's the checkerboard black and white tiles on the floor and the metal chairs with the red cushions.
Yep.
You can relax and do all kinds of things there.
Yeah.
She mentioned some flavors that I had not heard about, but coconut almond and cotton candy. And she has a tiramisu, which I would love to try. I've never had that as an ice cream.
The coconut almond is almost an homage to the old Good Humor Man. Remember those?
Almond? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, wow, that's cool.
I suppose these things, flavor types come and go, I think.
Sure.
And, of course, there are dozens of different chocolate types that...
Yep.
Combine chocolate with different things.
Yep. I had done a report on her last year, and I had learned she also... Did she mention this? She actually has, like, a little camp in the store? She does, a summer camp in the store.
Oh, the summer camp thing, yeah. Plus, she's doing... the Music Under the Stars starts this Thursday.
Okay.
And... It's the 23rd,
mm-hmm.
and the 100th Symphony is playing. They're doing a concert of pop music, and she will be there with ice cream,
cool.
as well as hot dogs and other things.
So great.
Good time to get introduced to the Ice Cream Parlor.
Yep.
There in Flemington.
Yeah, I thought about the camp. I said, you know, that's like going to heaven, man. You're going to a camp, and you're camping in an ice cream store every day. I don't know.
Somehow it turns the word camp on its head.
Yes. Not exactly.
It's quite popular. Yeah.
Yes. Cool. All right. So we got the ice cream parlor down there on South Main. Yep. That's a nice little get together. So.
Yeah, right on Main Street at 52 Main is Coco's Cafe and Gelato.
Oh.
That gelato is a different type of ice cream. If you're not familiar with it, it's an Italian thing, and it's lower in fat. Donna Coco runs the place, and she told me that it's lower in fat, and it's held at a higher temperature.
Right.
I don't know the chemistry of all that or what, but, and it comes in different flavors, of course.
Yeah.
But this is a good place for a milkshake or a cappuccino or gelato or cookies. She also has paninis and salads for people to go in for a quick lunch or whatever.
Yeah, she imported those machines from Italy.
Yeah,
yeah. So you're telling me it's healthy ice cream, right? Right?
Telling,
You're telling me it's healthy?
Oh, anything to do with ice cream is healthy. I guarantee it.
Right.
You know, when I was young on the dairy farm, my mother used to mix up milk and cream and eggs and sugar and put it in a big pot and set it on the stove and tell me to stand there and stir it constantly until it thickened into a custard, and then she would add vanilla and peaches or whatever. And my sister and I would make it on the hand-cranked ice cream churn. Those are some memories that have stuck with me throughout my life.
Yep. Wow.
But these places like Coco's that make their own in-house, they're around, but they're not, I shouldn't say they're rare, but they're unusual.
Mm-hmm.
In that they make their own, as opposed to what you find in the supermarket, which is bought from some other creamery.
Sure. All right, so we got Coco's. Where else are we going?
J.J. Scoops. We can't talk about ice cream without mentioning J.J. Scoops and Clinton there at number 1 Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's another old-fashioned ice cream shop.
Yep.
The many, many flavors of ice cream and frozen yogurt and soft serve and shakes and malts and smoothies and floats and egg creams, which, by the way, does not contain any egg. Italian ices they have, all kinds of cakes and so forth. So this is a full serve place. She told me that one of the popular flavors is sweet and salty caramel pretzel, which sounds intriguing. I'll have to stop in and try that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with caramel has got to be intriguing.
All right. Wow. I'm learning more.
They have a patio. You can sit on their patio and enjoy your ice cream or milkshake or whatever you're having. And during the summer, the Clinton Bookstore holds book signings on this patio. So you might run into a book signing, or if you want to attend one of them, call the Clinton Bookshop and see what their schedule is, or go on their website, and they'll hold book signings during the summer on J.J. Scoop's patio, which they're not that far apart there.
All right, bring plenty of napkins so you don't get the ice cream on the books. That would help.
Yeah. So. There's a new place, relatively new, in Sargentsville on the Rosemont Rancos Road there, Nina's Waffles and Ice Cream. This is not a new operation. They started in Pennsylvania, and they have several places in, New Hope and Doylestown, and now in Princeton and in Sargentsville, which they make. I talked to Heather Lacey, and she says that they make over 100 different flavors, all handcrafted, all small batch, and all with natural ingredients. And you can get it on a Belgian waffle, which they make their own dough for the Belgian waffle. So you can have your ice cream on a waffle, or you can have something else on a waffle. They have other things, soups and salads and. Also, they have a barbecue lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Marty Hadicki is the barbecue chef, and he prepares barbecue for lunch and dinner there. Right in Sargentsville.
Cool.
Nina's Waffles and Ice Cream. Oh, they also have three or four trucks, which they can roll their truck right up to your party or your event and serve right from the truck.
That's neat. That sounds like a lot of fun. Wow.
Yeah, you have to make arrangements there.
Okay. Wow. All right. So is that it? We got all of them?
Well, there's one last that I need to mention. Lambertville, Oh Wow Cow, has a ton of different ice creams that are all made from scratch, small batches, all cage-free eggs and raw honey and grass-fed dairy and so forth.
Yep.
It's right there on North Union in Lambertville.
Cool.
I've written about them before, and the Democrats, so I didn't devote much space to them, but it's a place that you certainly should deserve to be checked out.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of those things. It's one of those businesses where proximity is pretty important, but people will drive miles for that really one of a kind ice cream, no doubt.
Yeah. They also have music on certain days. Go on their website, owowcow.com, and you'll find them.
All right. So you got me going. I'm going to go and find some ice cream today. Awesome.
Good. Well, today would be a good day for it.
Yes, it would. So have a good first day of summer.
Any day is a good day for ice cream.
Any day is a good day for ice cream. All right, sir. Appreciate it as always. Good to hear your voice, and go get some ice cream. Stay cool, though, man. It's hot today.
Good. You too.
All right. Thanks, Al. Have a great one.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Al Orr giving us insight into going to get some ice cream. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment. We finished up a series with York Revolution and took 2 out of 3, 10-8 on the 14th, 5-3 on the 15th, lost 5-3 on the 16th. Over the weekend, they faced the Southern Maryland Blue Crabs and swept them. 7-0 on the 17th, 6-2 on the 18th, 5-3 on the 19th. The Patriots will now be off to face the New Britain Bees for 3 games, and then the Sugarland Skeeters for 4, 2 formidable teams in the other division. The Patriots will then be back to face the New Britain Bees at home for 4 games, finishing up June. So with that in mind, let's see how the Patriots did with a pretty good run over the last 7 days. In the standings, the Patriots are now 33-23, a .589 winning percentage. They are in first place, 1 game ahead of the Long Island Ducks, and 6.5 games ahead of the New Britain Bees. In the other division, the York Revolution, who the Patriots defeated 2 out of 3, have a 31-25 record. Sugarland Skeeters are 2 games back behind the York Revolution, 29-27. And Lancaster Barnstormers, 28-27, are 2.5 games back. The Maryland Blue Crabs, not so good, 11 games back with a 19-35 record. The Patriots continue to eke their way through each series. As long as they win more than lose, they should remain in contention. The Thunder have a similar plight. They, over the last couple of days, faced Harrisburg and defeated Harrisburg 7-4 on the 14th, lost to Harrisburg 1-0 on the 15th, defeated Harrisburg 3-1 on the 16th. So that was a good series, 2-1 against Binghamton, 5-1 win, 4-3 win, and a 3-1 win. So they swept Binghamton. The Thunder are off today, and they will now go out to face Bowie for 3 games and Akron for 4 games in 3 days. The Thunder will then be back to face Portland for 3 games on the 27th, 28th, and 29th. On the 28th, it's Dollar Dog Night. And the 29th, it is Cecil Fielder autograph signing. And finally, against Richmond on the 30th, the Thunder have post-game fireworks. So with a pretty good couple of series, let's see how the Thunder have done. The Thunder are now in second place. Pretty entrenched, as a matter of fact. They are 6.5 games back behind the Reading Fighting Phils. And behind them is the Hartford Yard Goats, who are 4 games behind Trent Thunder, 10.5 games out of first place. So the Thunder are now solely in second place with some room to breathe, but a lot to catch up to get to Reading. On the other division, the Eastern League Western Division, Akron is the leader. 41-29 is their record. Altoona Curve are three games back. And Harrisburg Senators are three games back. Now, you recall the Thunder defeated Harrisburg 2-1, so the Thunder showing their strength against the Western Division. Bowie is in Richmond are not so good, 39 and 26 and 43 respectively, so we're hoping that the Thunder can continue to pad their lead, if not make up some ground on the Reading Fighting Phils. That is Today in History, or Today in Sports. On Chamber Radio Sports, scores a counter for our two minor league baseball teams. Go out. It's summer. Go out and enjoy it. And I talk with some friends and folks, and it's Americana. It's not the same as going to a Yankee or a Mets game. Those are great events to go and enjoy. But if you're looking for something a little bit more homey, looking for something a little bit more less inexpensive, easy to get to, not a lot of time taken from your day, go out and check the Patriots. Go out and check the Thunder. Go out and check the Blue Claws. There's a lot of things to do and enjoy by doing that. It's really a lot of fun and very enjoyable. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntChimberRadio.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunting and Hunting.com. Little Iron Maiden this morning. It is 10 to the hour. We got some other things to look at. Let's find out what's happening. So, interesting article here from a mayor saying that New Jersey mayor says mailing sent under his name, her name, is fraudulent. Sally Graziano reports that law enforcement investigators are looking into a mailing that went out under Mayor Karen Gilbert's name, which she says she knew nothing about. The mailing contained copies of what appears to be two ordinances. Gilbert said they looked like they were drafted by an attorney and they had my name on them. One of the ordinances calls for dissolving the Brereton Township Municipal Utilities Authority, which serves about half the households of Brereton Township, all of Flemington and little of Reddington Township. The second would have our DPW assume responsibility of the sewers, Gilbert said. There have never been any discussions with me about this, she said. My name is on those documents, and I had no knowledge of them. She'd been making calls, but she's not sure how widespread the mailing was. The township committee received it, and everyone who works for the RTMUA, they all thought their jobs were in danger. It also went to municipal utilities commissioners, municipal officials in Flemington and Raritan and Reddington townships, the Hunterdon County freeholders and people in the business community, Gilbert said. There was no cover letter, just the ordinances, she said. Our ordinances are written with a signature line at the bottom over the mayor's name. They become official when they're signed. The mailings had her typed name under the signature line that bore no signature, and the purported ordinances weren't numbered. Gilbert didn't want to speculate on the motives behind the mailing, but said this mailing was widespread. It was meant to get attention. My reputation is associated with that. She spoke with Raritan Township Police Chief Glenn Tabasco on Thursday, and they spoke with County Prosecutor Anthony P. Kearns III, Gilbert said, and Kearns reached Thursday night, declined to comment. He said, I'm not going to do my own investigation. Or she said, I'm not going to do my own investigation, Gilbert said. I'll leave that to the prosecutor, but I am not going to look away. I'm offended by it, and I'm hurt by it, and it's beyond despicable and potentially criminal. So apparently there's some folks out there that want to change or at least discredit the current governments and the sewer ordinances as they are right now, and used a pretty unique way of doing it, and that's unfortunate. 106 cool flicks at this year's New Hope Film Festival. Craig Turpin reports on the 20th that tickets are on sale now for 2016's 7th Annual New Hope Film Festival taking place on July 22nd to 31st. The festival received a record 591 entries during the 2015-16 submission season, according to a news release. The judges selected 106 official selections, including 89 films from 11 countries and 17 scripts. Many of the films are U.S. and world premieres. Countries represented, including the USA, Italy, Canada, Turkey, India, Australia, Switzerland, Ukraine, the UK, Kuwait, and Brazil. There's a whole list of those selections that you can get from NJ.com. Advanced tickets are available by visiting the tickets link on the festival website. A link to the official 2016 program is also available, includes the schedule, venue names, and addresses, a description of each film, and many helpful festival tips about the event, according to a news release. Films will be screened at the New Hope Arts Center at 2 Stockton Avenue and the Stephen J. Buck Memorial Theater at New Hope Solbury High School at 180 West Bridge Street. Filmmakers from around the country and abroad will attend the screenings. There will be opportunities to meet filmmakers at the question and answer sessions following the films. New Hope Film Festival, touted as this emerging Sundance East, in an article in the Huffington Post, was founded by D.F. Whipple, who is an author, screenwriter, and longtime resident of New Hope area. The festival's artistic standards and extremely high in Neither budget nor name recognition will be a deterring factor. The art must shine through. Only the best films will be selected, it was stated in the release. New Hope has attracted and been home to many talented producers, screenwriters, actors, playwrights, and performance art enthusiasts, according to the news release. So there you have it. We have a whole bunch, 106 films. How do you do that? That is incredible. It's a lot of films to be scrutinized. And so it goes on through the whole year. Excuse me, through the whole summer. Let's see what the 106 is. The website, by the way, is newhopefilmfestival.com, and it has the program guide, which you can check out. And the program guide is in PDF format, so you can review the entire program guide. Very well laid out, by the way, and it has all the venues, the times, and some interesting articles and advertising, of course, to promote it all. But that sounds wonderful. And hey, the Sundance Film Festival has been around for decades, and now New Hope is making a name for itself. Well, it's time for me to get on out of here. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. I'll be back again tomorrow morning. I want to thank my good man, Al War, and Michelle Heidi for their contribution to the show. Vincent Orlina says, never said I should have. Hey, it is the first day of summer, but today is not the day to enjoy the outdoors until after the evening. Because of the code orange, take care of yourself, take care of your friends, take care of your family. Look into them. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. Good morning, Hunterman. HuntJibberReady.com.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Cleveland fans have a lot to celebrate after the Cavaliers take down Golden State 93-89 in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. About 30,000 people gathering downtown to celebrate the city winning an NBA championship for the first time in more than a half century. NBA Finals MVP LeBron James saying they never lost faith despite trailing 3-1 in the series.
I was just true to that. I believed, and nobody else believed besides the other 14 guys and our coaching staff and our fans. Just going out and executing and putting things together and making plays, and we was able to do that.
The conversations police had with the gunman during the Orlando mass shooting will be made public. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch telling CNN State of the Union that limited transcripts of the three 911 calls made by Omar Mateen will be released today. He killed 49 people, injuring 53 more. This is USA Radio News.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, sweet pea. I'm going to get the 2 for $4 bacon, egg, and cheese for sandwich, dude.
Well, I've never heard that before.
What, sweet pea?
No, the way you pronounce croissant-wich.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, you love it, or oh, my, just give me my breakfast.
For more tax-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Orlando is remembering last week's deadly terror attack at a gay nightclub. A candlelight vigil was held in the city yesterday, 1 week after the massacre that left 49 dead and over 50 injured. The gathering featuring community and religious leaders. Well, likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is set to meet with leaders of the NRA.
I want to just find out their thinking, because what I want, and I know what they want. They want it as much as anybody in the world. They want to make sure the terrorists don't get guns. And I know that something really good is going to come out of all of this.
Trump tells ABC's This Week that both he and the NRA agree that terrorists should not be able to get their hands on guns. The two sides, however, disagree on whether people on the terror watch list or no-fly list should be able to buy firearms. Well, it's no secret it's hot in Arizona, but yesterday's temperatures so hot that a plane en route from Houston to Phoenix had to turn around. The United Express flight not far from Sky Harbor International Airport when it was turned back, the company says, because of bad weather. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A Warriors fan is hospitalized after falling over a railing after Game 7 of the NBA Finals. USA Radio's Anthony Nocera has the details.
The man in his early 20s fell during some sort of altercation following the game between Golden State and Cleveland. NBA Bay Area reports the man fell from the upper concourse onto a section below. He was then reportedly taken from the arena on a stretcher and in a neck brace. It is unclear what caused the fall, and the incident is still under investigation. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Closing arguments begin today in the latest Freddie Gray-related trial. Baltimore police officer Caesar Goodson facing a second-degree murder charge in connection with the death of Gray, who suffered a severe spinal injury in the back of a police van last year. On Friday, the defense called on fellow police officer Edward Nero, who testified that Gray was combative with officers and later heard loud banging coming from inside the van. Goodson did not testify. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on several major cases by the end of the month. The court looking at President Obama's immigration plan, the role of race in college admissions, and a law that makes it harder to get an abortion in Texas. The immigration case involves Obama's effort to give immigrants work permits instead of deportation notices. It's possible the court could split 4-4 on some issues because of the seat left vacant by the late Justice Antonin Scalia. The court currently divided between liberal and conservative justices. I'm John DeMaster with USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Issued a code orange air quality alert. Means that air pollution concentrations within the region may become unhealthy for sensitive groups. Sensitive groups include children, people suffering from asthma, heart disease, or lung disease, and the elderly. The effects of air pollution can be minimized by avoiding strenuous activity or exercise outdoors. It's 69 degrees, clear skies, no chance of precipitation today. In fact, you're not going to see much precipitation all week, except for Thursday. It is the first day of summer, and we're going to start off summer right. It's going to be sunny, hot, with a high in the lower 90s. Light and variable winds becoming southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour this afternoon. partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly sunny and chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow in the morning. Highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. Sunny highs in the lower 80s on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. 50% chance. Highs in the lower 70s on Thursday. Mostly sunny, lower 80s on Friday. Mostly sunny, mid-80s on Saturday. Mostly partly sunny, upper 80s on Sunday. Temperatures in our area. 71 in Clinton, 67 in Tewksbury, 65 in Ringo, 69 in Kingwood, 65 in Stockton, 72 in Phillipsburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. I'm Jimmy Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, and the famous Lindbergh Trial. My job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, folks, over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, used by the Chamber of Commerce, all about Hunter County, New Jersey. It is summer. That is war. Kind of funny to have juxtaposed the name of the group with such a really cool laid-back song, but it works, doesn't it? It's hot today, gonna have to be smart today. Let's not do anything silly. Tough weather. So make sure you aren't doing anything strenuous. It is time for us to look at traffic. See what's going on our Hunter County roads. Yes, HARTTMA.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them. They'll be happy to send you alerts via email. It's all quiet out there. We had congestion early this morning, 78 eastbound at exit 15 to 18. But that was at 7 o'clock this morning, and I'm assuming that's all been taken care of. Drive safe, sound, and smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Channel Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on. We'll talk with her about the markets. They're dropping precipitously all last week. Not so good. And then we'll talk with Al War at 8:40. Al gives us insight into businesses in and around Hunterdon County that he interviews and highlights as part of his column for the Hunterdon County Democrat. At 11 o'clock at Chef Bill's Table, Bill Kinslow comes over here from Jake's, and he talks all about the tips, tricks, and advice that he uses in the kitchen over there at Jake's as the executive chef. Also, he teaches a class over at Polytech, and he brings all that advice and recipes to you. So who knows? He might have some summer recipes. At 2 o'clock, it's Mental Health Matters. It's Larry Cartwright coming on over here from NAMI of Hunterdon, giving us insight into the people that need support for their brain injuries or brain illness. So Larry is an award-winning show, and he brings all that insight and great guests to talk about it. The Medical Center on the Air, Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air, is on from 3 to 4. Chris Phelan or Larry hosts that, and they talk about the people, places, and programs that are going on at the Hunterdon Medical Center, constantly evolving over there. Hot in Hunterdon, Georgine Trinkle talks about the viewpoints and topics that are making the headlines in Hunterdon County. And there's always some really great headlines that are happening. And finally, our anchor leg, Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann is coming. She's here from 5 to 6. And she says, well, I don't think she's posted quite yet. That was last week. So we'll find out what she's got in store for us a little bit later on if I get it. But Ruth Ann always has a great show talking to either musical guests or bringing some really interesting people that you need to get to know about. That is the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. Many of the shows also have their own Facebook pages, so you might want to check that out if you happen to have any that you really like. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
It's Steve Miller Band helping me with BrandLax.com celebration observances for the week and the day.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Cleveland fans have a lot to celebrate after the Cavaliers take down Golden State 93-89 in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. About 30,000 people gathering downtown to celebrate the city winning an NBA championship for the first time in more than a half century. NBA Finals MVP LeBron James saying they never lost faith despite trailing 3-1 in the series.
I was just true to that. I believed, and nobody else believed besides the other 14 guys and our coaching staff and our fans. Just going out and executing and putting things together and making plays, and we was able to do that.
The conversations police had with the gunman during the Orlando mass shooting will be made public. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch telling CNN State of the Union that limited transcripts of the three 911 calls made by Omar Mateen will be released today. He killed 49 people, injuring 53 more. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.